If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Ferrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It really is amazing what Baltimore Orioles continue to do to the AL East and even the Yankees for that matter. So Cedric Mullins hit a two-run homer, and they had a six-run second inning. Gunnar Henderson got on base four times, and the O's knocked out the rookie pitching phenom Louis Gill early in the game in the Boogie Down Bronx in a 17-5 spanking of the Yankees last night. It was 90 degrees, sweltering heat. The O's improved to 5-2 against the Yankees. And they set a major league record by winning their 22nd straight series against any AL East opponent, let alone New York. The Orioles surpassed the mark set by the Braves in 98 through 2000, the Brewers in 91-92, and the Reds in 75 and 69-70. So Brandon Hyde, their manager, said, really proud of how our guys went in this series and the way we came out and swung the bats. It was incredible. So many hard-hit balls there early in the game. Just really, really good at bats. So Baltimore now 19-7 against the AL East this season. And an unbelievable 51-27 since the start of last season. Hyde said, I don't know what kind of statement we're making. I know teams think we're good, and our record shows it. And the way we've been playing against our division and how we've been playing baseball the last couple of years. My God, they're just kicking everyone's ass is what they're doing. Gunnar Henderson doubled twice among his three hits. He's got the majors' longest active on-base streak at 27 games. And his hitting streak is now at a career-high 13 games. He also had an RBI ground out in the sixth inning. He said, it was awesome. Ryan Mountcastle had a bases-clearing double and an RBI single in the ninth inning off of Jose Trevino. They literally started going to the catcher to pitch. Anthony Santander hit a three-run shot for his MLB best 10th homer this month as the O's moved within a half game of first place. And guess who's in first place? The Yankees, who they just knocked around. Ryan O'Hearn had an RBI double. He drove in four runs. Austin Hayes hit a two-run homer in the seventh. The Orioles had 19 hits, and they scored their most runs since an 18-5 blasting at Cleveland in June of 2021. The Orioles also scored their second most runs ever in the Bronx. They scored 18 in a nine-run win in June of 1986. O'Hearn said, I'm really proud of our guys not buying into too much that comes from outside noise and things like that. So Gleyber Torres hit a solo home run before he had to leave the game with a groin injury. And Aaron Judge, fresh off taking a fastball heater off of his hand and missing a game, came back to hit his major league leading 27th home run. A two-run blast in the third inning off of Baltimore starter Cole Irvin. I mean, this is the bottom of the rotation, and the Yankees can't do much against Irvin. It really is amazing. Judge also had an RBI single And that was when he got hit on his hand on Tuesday night, comes back on Thursday night, and has the homer and an RBI on top of that. The Yankees lost for the fifth time in seven games, and they allowed their most runs in a 19-5 loss to Cleveland in 2019. That's the last time they gave up this many runs. So Aaron Boone wasn't happy. He said, quote, they're about as formidable as there is, and the first couple of series they've had their way with us. They've had the upper hand. So Irvin allowed 5 runs and 5 hits and 4 2/3. Brian Baker relieved him and got the win. Gill allowed 7 runs and got torched for 8 hits in a career low, 1 1/3. Boone said they got after him today and didn't miss some heaters in the center of the plate. That's been uncommon. So Gunnar Henderson opened the game with a double over Juan Soto's head and scored on O'Hearn's 2-strike single. Mullins blasted a slider to right into the seats for a 3-0 lead. And Mountcastle hit a double past Cabrera at third down the left field line. And it was 6-0. So after Torres and Judge hit their home runs, Santander went deep in the fifth off Tim Hill, who signed with the Yankees before the game, came in and got lit. Gill's shortest outing ended New York's streak of 76 straight starts of at least 4 innings to start the season for their starting pitching. It was the 7th longest streak in baseball and the longest in the AL since the White Sox did it in the first 89 games back in 2006. So the Yankees outfielder Jason Dominguez is going to miss at least 8 weeks with a strained left oblique. He got injured on a check swing during a game for Scranton Wilkes-Barre over last weekend. So the O's and Grayson Rodriguez, who's an amazing 8-2 with a 3.20 ERA, takes on righty Jake Bloss in the opener of a 3-game series at Minute Maid in Houston starting tonight. Meanwhile, it gets really thick in the boogie down. The Yankees host the Braves. Lefties going at it, and good ones. Carlos Rodon, who's been brilliant, 9-3 with a 3.28 ERA, taking on Chris Sale, who's even better, 9-2 with a 2.98 ERA in the opener of a interleague series in the Bronx. I don't know if you saw it, but Brendan Donovan hit a 2-run shot and a double, and the Cardinals beat the Giants 6-5 in the Negro League's tribute game at Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama last night. That ballpark is 114 years old, the oldest ballpark in the U.S., and the former home to Baseball Hall of Famer Willie Mays and the Birmingham Black Barons of the Negro Leagues. The first MLB game played at the ballpark was meant to honor Mays and other Negro Leaguers, and it took all of the sentiment going after the passing of Mays this week. Of course, Say Hey Kid died on Tuesday. Tons of other Negro League greats were honored, including the Black Barons player Bill Greason, who threw out the ceremonial first pitch. The game also had the first all-black umpire crew in AL and NL history. So how about Donovan? He grew up in Alabama and knocked a 1-1 pitch from Keaton Wynn for his 7th home run of the season. He went 3-for-3 with a double in the third and an RBI single in the 6th. He said it was a special night. I mean, this is something that we should celebrate. This right here is pretty amazing. And to do it in Alabama, I got some friends and family here. It's like playing summer ball again. San Fran center fielder Heliot Ramos hit a 3-run homer off Pallante in the 3rd for his 10th home run, but the Cardinals got the lead back on Nolan Gorman's sack fly in the bottom of the inning. Patrick Bailey had 3 hits for the Giants. The manager, Oliver Marmol of the Cards, said it was fun. The pregame ceremony was incredible. I got emotional just knowing where you're standing, just the overall feel of the tribute to Willie Mays, the impact he had on people that he met, but also people he never met. That's when you know you've done it right.